Some tile shower or new luxury vinyl floor is on your to-do list. You'll wonder why you waited so long once it's complete. Let's get those spaces up to date, more accessible, and ready to use. Visit BroadwayHomeDesign.com for inspiration and to view their gallery. Top of the seventh here in New Richland. Sophie scored with a perfect game through six. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva's had four base runners, two singles, a walk, and a hit batsman. And again, Nielsen absolutely smoked that, but right at the second baseman.
Batting for USC, number nine, Mariah Anderson.
So Mariah Anderson, she is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out back to Stork. Showing bunt, going to get it down. It's a good one, but it goes foul. Just went foul. The third baseman touched it real quick. That was Nielsen. Sophie Stork trying to continue the perfect game and hope her team can score one in the bottom of the seventh. Anderson and the Rebels trying to break up the perfect game and get their first base runner and go from there. 0-1 pitch. That's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Stork with 10 strikeouts through six innings. She has walked nobody. Again, a perfect game. 18 in a row retired. 0-2 pitch. That's inside for a ball. It's 1-2. Make sure I got my math right there. 18 up, 18 down. Anderson, Meyer, and Harpestad. Top of the order for USC. The Rebel bench making some noise. And the 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And that's strikeout number 11. Make that 19 up, 19 down. So Hannah Meyer, the third baseman, wears number 13, steps in. Meyer's 0 for 2. Put the ball in play both times, a ground out and a pop-up. That's a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 if you're looking to the Panther bottom of the seventh. 0-1 pitch, that's inside. No, it's a strike on the inside corner, it's 0-2. Again, if you're cruising on Highway 13 near New Richland, stop by and watch the end of this one. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, struck her out. That is strikeout number 12, back-to-back strikeouts.
Number two, Kendall Harpestad.
And that's 20 retired in a row. Perfect game continues for Sophie Stork as Kendall Harpestad, the catcher, steps in. She's 0-2. That's a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Panthers again, 11-4 in the season. USC, 10-3. USC was only 3-17 last year. That's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 to Harpestad. Stork trying to make it a quick inning and keep the perfect game intact. Struck out Anderson, struck out Meyer, and just struck out Harpestad. Swing and a miss, and the inning comes to an end. 13 strikeouts for Stork. She is perfect through seven. She could have the perfect game if her team can score a run in the bottom of the seventh, or will go to extras here in New Richland. Three up, three down for USC off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. USC nothing. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva nothing. CCF Bank of Wells. When it comes to banking, CCF Bank and Wells can help you with your personal, business, and agricultural banking needs. Stop in and visit with CCF Bank in Wells or call 553-3151, member FDIC, equal housing lender. L&D Ag Service, always available for area farmers now and throughout the year for all of your precision ag needs. You call L&D Ag Service today at 845-2100. And the New Richland Care Center. New Richland Care Center works with the resident and their family to develop a care plan designed to meet their needs. Contact New Richland Care Center at 465-3292. Sophie Stork, perfect game through seven. It'll go down as a perfect game if her team can score a run here in the bottom of the seventh. Mariah Anderson has struck out six, given up two hits, and walked two. Through six. So 4, 5, and 6. Stork, Knutson, and Urkey here in the bottom of the seventh. Panthers looking for a walk-off winner. First pitch to Stork. That's up high for a ball. It's 1-0. USC trying to force extra innings on a windy, sunny day in mid-May here in New Richland. 1-0 pitch. That's down low for a ball. It's 2-0 to Stork. Stork is 0 for 2. She struck out twice. So the 2-0 pitch coming here from Anderson. Anderson gets set. And the 2-0 pitch. Now with a swing and a miss, it's 2-1. And we knew coming in the story would be the pitching. Mariah Anderson, an eighth grader for USC. Sophie Stork, a senior for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. 2-1 pitch. Ooh, a swing and a miss on a high one. I think Stork knew it. It's 2-2. It was high and inside, and Stork went after it. So a 2-2 pitch coming to Stork. Leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the seventh. And the 2-2 pitch. That one has popped up. Foul territory heading over the stands here in New Richland. And we'll do the 2-2 pitch once again. Going to be a quick post-game show, get you into the music, take you through the arrest of your Monday. 2-2 pitch coming to Stork. And the pitch, that one is hit hard in the shell left. Shortstop's going back, and she dropped it. She dropped it. Underneath it was Swanson, but Swanson could not pull it in. It'll be an error on Swanson. It was in her glove, and it came out. So the winning run is on first in Stork. And Brinley Knutson is 0 for 2. Flew to the left fielder and struck out. It was a tough play, but it was in her glove and it came out, so you got to rule that as an error. That's our first strike. It's 0-1. No score, bottom of the seventh. USC trying to force extra innings. Panthers looking for a walk-off winner. Winning run on first and nobody out. And the pitch, it's up high for a ball. And it's 1-1 to Knutson. Yeah, Mariah Anderson following the path of Sophie Stork. Starting pitcher is an eighth grader. 1-1 pitch. That's bunted. Anderson's going to play it off a hop. Has one play to first. They got her there. On a 1-3 putout, Anderson over to Wagner. It's a sacrifice bunt. And Stork moves up to second. So Bree Erke is 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. Now a conversation with head coach Wendy Schultz. As Stork will come off a second, come over to her coach and hear instructions. Now Brandon Nessap, the head coach of USC, comes out of the dugout and making sure that his team is in their right spots. This conversation continues on the third baseline. So Stork on second, one out here in the bottom of the seventh, scoreless game. And a Gopher Conference battle on AM 1450 KETE. Anderson gets ready. And the pitch. Up high for a ball, just missed. Just missed up high, it's 1-0. And third baseman's playing up. Then she'll bunt the first time. That's a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Erke's 0 for 2. She struck out and grounded out to the second baseman. Stork reached on an error. Knutson bunted her over to second. That's where we sit right now. 1-1 pitch coming. Down low for a ball. It's 2-1. Well, if you're USC, you do have a base open. You don't have to give in to the number 6 hitter, Erke. The runner you're concerned about is Stork on second. She's the winning run. 2-1 pitch. That's outside for a ball. It's 3-1. And if you do walk her, that puts a force at every bank. So we'll see if Anderson throws a strike here on 3-1. Stepping out of the box and back in is Erke. And the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. She went after ball 4 up high. That's 3-2, a high fastball. Down a full count. Now Anderson, I'm sure, is going after her. Trying to strike her out. Runner on second. One out. Scoreless game. Bottom of the seventh. And the 3-2 pitch. Down low. Ball 4. Just missed.
Number 14, Brenna Summer.
Second walk issued. And now a meeting at the mound. Brandon Nessett, the head coach, hustles out there. Let's thank some more sponsors. Commerce Bank in Geneva for personal, business, or agricultural banking. Commerce Bank in Geneva develops personal relationships with their clients based on their core values and dedicated service. Visit them at cbmn.bank or call 507-256-7000. 72-35, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Conversation is over. Well, here we go. Brenna Summer, number 7 hitter, right fielder, 0 for 2, a pop-up and a ground out. So she has put it in place or in play twice. Stork on second, Urkey on first. Urkey's run does not matter. In a 0-0 game, USC looking for an out at any base. Anderson gets set in the pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. If you're Anderson, got to keep the ball in the dirt. Want to keep Stork at second. 1-0-1 pitch. That one's popped up, foul territory, and the wind's going to blow that one out of play. Maybe on a normal day, that might have hung up for the catcher to have a chance. But anything that direction, the wind just picks it up and just flies it. So an 0-2 pitch coming this summer. Go-ahead run on second. Again, Sophie Stork's the go-ahead run, or the winning run, and she's thrown a perfect game through 7. That one's hit hard. Anderson, the pitcher, picks it up, has one play. He'll throw it to first to get the out. It's a 1-3 put out for out number 2. So Stork moves up to third. Urkey moves to second. You got Presley Nielsen, who is 0 for 2. So Nielsen with a chance for a walk-off winner, the first baseman. A base is open. Let's hear Brandon Nesseth give a sign to the catcher. So here we go. Winning run on third. First pitch is fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Stork on third. Again, Urkey's on second, but her run doesn't matter. Two outs here in the bottom of the 7th. Panthers with the base hit will have a walk-off winner. Rebels get an out. We go to extra innings here in New Richland. And the 0-1 pitch. That's inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Well, this has been fun. Again, NRHEG has left 3 runners in scoring position so far. They had 2 runners to third earlier in the game and could not score them. 1-1 pitch. That's up high for a ball. It's 2-1. The number 9 hitter, Isabel Stanheim, who is 0 for 1 with a walk, waits on deck. So a 2-1 pitch coming to Nielsen. A swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Anderson has 6 strikeouts, but has not struck out anybody since the 4th. She's looking for a strikeout. Nielsen's looking for a base hit. 2-2 pitch coming. In a scoreless game, bottom of the 7th. And the 2-2 pitch from Anderson. That one's grounded. Shortstop's got a charge. Picks it up across the diamond and just gets away from the first baseman, and this one is over. The wind picked up, making that a real tough throw. It's going to be an error on the shortstop. But at that moment she hit it, the wind picked up. I could not see the play because I had dust blown in my face. And this one is over. It'll go down as an error, but that was a tough play for anyone trying to make it. And it's a walk-off winner for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It wasn't hit hard, but right to Swanson, the shortstop. And again, the wind's picked up. The dust picked up, and her throw to first base was in the dirt, could not scoop it, and this one comes to an end. Perfect game for Sophie Stork and the Panthers with the victory, 1-0 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We'll take a timeout. Post-game show coming up next. You're listening to High School Softball on KM.
Hanson Tire of Alberley is your one-stop auto repair service headquarters. During the current Main Street project closure, please note you can still get to Hanson Tire Service by using Clark Street. Hanson Tire Service is also offering pickup and delivery of your vehicle, making it easy.